This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, Willie Loman still speaks to us 60 years after his debut. But first, there's a moment in an episode of the BBC's That Mitchell and Webb Look where the principals, during a break on their set, pore over a newspaper.
I was just going to say that my eye was caught by this whole scandal in America.
Ooh, the scandal in America. Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah, that must be the biggest scandal since Watergate Gate.
Watergate Gate? Isn't it just Watergate?
No, that would mean it was just about water. No, it was a scandal, or gate, at the suffix gate, that's what you do with a scandal, involving the Watergate Hotel, so it's called the Watergate Scandal, or Watergate Gate.
Well said. Robert Webb and David Mitchell's award-winning show of sketch comedy is finally making it to air in the United States, BBC America, beginning Friday, February 8th. They'll bring the whole repertory of characters they've created, the snooty waiter of a kind you don't see anymore, the daft Oxford professor who clowns for the camera, and a man who can move biscuits with his mind. Well, it's British humor, okay? And it makes some of us laugh our biscuits off. Robert Webb and David Mitchell join us from the studios of the BBC. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Hello.
Thank you for having us.
How did the two of you begin to work together?
We both went to Cambridge University, and they have a sort of comedy society there called the Cambridge Footlights, and we were both involved in that, writing and performing comedy. And I was there a year before David. I'm the senior member, only by age, not rank. And I saw David do some stuff, and I asked him if he wanted to do a two-man show with me, and then it all sort of glumly progressed from there.
And you both have a background in radio, I understand, or you began to do sketches in radio?
Yes. Well, the show that's coming onto BBC America started as a radio show called That Mitchell and Webb Sound. I think radio is a brilliant medium for comedy because, apart from anything else, you can set the sketches anywhere and it has no sort of budgetary issues associated with it.
All the comedy you otherwise couldn't afford.
Yeah,
but there are really some lovely visual bits in what you do. I'm thinking of the man who can move biscuits with his mind.
Well, we were sort of very excited with that because that was one of the few sketches that actually had a special effect.
An actual special effect. It's like he's got the force, but it only applies to biscuits.
The biscuits fly through the air.
I believe you usually call them cookies.
Jane, is that you?
What? Gosh, what a surprise.
Why didn't you call me?
It was complicated.
Your mother told me you died.
Yeah, I didn't want to hurt you, and you were so persistent. Still, water under the bridge, eh?
All my rage and fear welled up inside me and expressed itself in biscuit form.
Are you all right, mate?
I'm struck by the fact that a lot of your sketches seem to take off on actual BBC shows. I'm thinking, for example, of the what's the quiz show called? Number Wang.
Number Wang.
Which seems clearly inspired by all those big British game shows that have become big hits in the United States, too.
Well, I don't think there's a specific show that inspired Number Wang, but I suppose just if you can watch game shows, and if you don't concentrate, they just seem like nonsense. You don't know what's going on, and so I think the reason Number Wang hopefully works is that it's just a quiz show that makes no sense at all.
Hello and welcome to Number Wang, the maths quiz that's simply everyone. Joining me today are Julie from Northampton and Simon, who is also from Southampton. So, Julie, any funny stories to tell us?
Yes.
Simon?
No.
Great. Let's play Number Wang. And it's Simon to go first. Too slow. Julie?
38.
That's Number Wang. Let's move on to round two, imaginary numbers. Simon?
Twentington.
That's Number Wang.
And I think seemed for a moment to make sense was wrong.
We had to get rid of that.
Had to get out of the script. Yeah. But yes, we do a lot of stuff based on other television programmes.
I think probably because we watch too much television.
Yeah, and also when you're writing, a good thing to write about is things that seem illogical or annoying. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot on television that's illogical or annoying.
Well, you also seem to get a little, am I right, upset about the fact that there aren't snooty waiters anymore. Explain this character to us a bit, if you could.
Well, I think that restaurants, certainly in Britain, but I imagine in America as well, used to be places that were very sort of self-consciously, you know, smart and posh and where a lot of the customers were nervous and felt that they weren't behaving quite properly and actually they were quite slovenly at home and now they need to be on their best behaviour. And I think a lot of the staff would sort of allow them to think that. And so some of the theatre of the incredibly grand starch restaurant where the food isn't terribly good but there are dozens of knives and forks and you don't know which to use when, it's a shame to have entirely lost that. And I suppose that sketch is a sort of little bit of nostalgia for the age of nervous customers and horrible head waiters.
Are you ready to order, sir?
Sorry, mate, haven't really had a look yet, but can we order a bottle of the house red to be going on with?
Mate, the house red to be going on with? Where the hell do you think you are? Do you even know what the house red is? Are you even an expert on wine? Because if you're not, I don't know on what basis you venture to order it.
Sorry, what happened to the friendly Australian girl that used to work here?
She's gone, sir. They've all gone. And we're back.
I get the impression that a lot of your sketches as bits have become very popular on YouTube.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, one or two, yeah.
Yeah, the, particularly a sketch we wrote about a publisher suggesting new ideas for a rewrite for a book to an author.
I love that exchange.
And coming up with bad ideas and then saying, not that. I mean, do something like that. I mean, not that, but that.
I mean, what if... I mean, not this, ignore this. What if Henry, although obviously not, if he had sex, I mean, not sex, but sex, right at the beginning, with Sarah. I mean, not Sarah, but, you know?
Henry has sex.
No, forget the sex. I'm just throwing things out there. I mean, you're the author, Anthony. You've got the talent. You know what you're doing. I'm just here to help.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, so what if it's not that, but it's Jaws?
Well, isn't there already a book called Jaws?
Not Jaws the shark, but yeah, maybe a big shark. And I mean, not that. But Sarah falls in love with a shark.
So what Sarah we're going to see on BBC North America is about a dozen shows?
That's right.
It's
our first two series that first went out here in 2006 and the series that will first go out here next month.
I wonder if the two of you have any thoughts on the differences between American and British comedy.
I think fundamentally there are more similarities than differences, but comedy relies on shared references. Mm-hmm. And there are, you know, a lot of references in British comedy that an American audience won't get, and it doesn't take long before you start to understand the frame of reference of the other country. I've learnt most of the things I know about America through references in sitcoms. You hear a joke, you don't get it, and then you work out, well, so-and-so. I remember working out that Walter Cronkite is a newsreader. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Yeah. Long retired at this point.
Yeah,
although.
But I worked that out from jokes. There were lots of references to this bloke, and I realised, well, that's only a joke if he's a newsreader. So my feeling is that there could be a growing audience for British comedy in America, as there is a huge audience for American comedy over here.
Well, gentlemen, been a pleasure to talk to both of you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Very nice to talk to you, too.
Robert Webb and David Mitchell. Their series, That Mitchell and Webb Look, will premiere on BBC America beginning Friday, February 8th. To see clips from the show, you can come to our website, npr.org.